Hi guys, welcome back to What We Don't Post. We have two very special guests on the podcast today, Demi and Frankie Sims. Now you may know Demi and Frankie from The Only Way is Essex, and they've just recently branched out and they're doing their own show on OnlyFans TV. So we're very excited to talk to them today.
we just have no idea what we're doing.
Is this your first podcast? Now.
No, we've done
like a couple before, but just like I'm just so bad. I've had my laptop out downloading apps, and I was just like,
she was like, you've got to download Google Chrome, and I was like, oh.
I've had that problem so many times.
Yeah, we have technical issues every time, don't we? Every time we do it, we're like, oh no, what's happened now? Like, what have we done wrong?
How are you guys anyway? Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yeah, we're good.
We're really good. We're like we've got a week off at the minute from filming, so we're just chilling and just trying to stay in, and just we're really run down.
So am I. I've got colds.
We all have colds.
I feel like everyone's run down. Yeah, I woke up this morning with a sore throat, and I just keep getting tired. So we're literally trying to stay in as much as possible.
Yeah, we're just gonna like pack this week and get ourselves sorted for LA next week. So we're just chilling, aren't we?
Yeah.
Are you going to film in LA?
Yeah. Are you going on holiday there, or are you moving there?
Yeah, so we want to move there, really. So we're going there to film for like a month, for the first month. And then me and Frankie are going to get an apartment out there, ain't we? So, yeah, moving, really.
Yeah, well, we're bringing like 4 suitcases. So we're like half moving and then half leaving like a lot of stuff here. But we've just got we're just flexible, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
So if we get out there and we like it, then we're going to stay and like get an apartment. And if we don't like it, like we can always come back.
Have you spent much time in LA before?
No, we've been twice. We went on like a family holiday and did like all the tourist attractions, like the Universal Studio, Venice Beach and things like that. And then we went again with our older sister Chloe, but it was like more of a party holiday. We literally slept all day and went out all night. So now we're going for like a month with work. It's going to be like a completely different experience.
Oh, it's going to be so nice. And how is your new show going? So exciting.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, honestly, like, this is the most comfortable I've ever felt like filming a show.
Really?
And it's not even just because it's our show, but it's just like, just every single thing about it is just so comforting. Yeah. And like, we get to like say what we want, like do what we want. Like, the cameras are literally following us from morning until night. Like, we don't finish until like 11 p.m. sometimes. So it's just like, it's a lot of work. As you know, like, it actually does like take the life out of you when you're filming, doesn't
your
it?
Your battery just gets so drained when you're filming.
Yeah, it's like a lot of work, but it's good work. And I feel like we've got so much content. Like, even the producers was like, we've got like more content than we even like need for these episodes. So it's going really well.
And we've had to adjust to, like, obviously we filmed Towie before. It's like obviously similar to Made in Chelsea in the way that it's filmed and stuff, and this is like more of a docu-series.
So the cameras like follow you?
Yeah, so that they're following us. And at first I was waiting for them to be like, okay guys, like you're done now, like you can relax and like go on your phone and whatever. But they don't. They literally follow you until you go home to bed.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. God.
And you like that. You prefer that way of filming.
Yeah,
because you forget that they're there. And then you end up sort of, what I've struggled with like reality TV before is like being my complete self on camera. Yeah. Because of the pressure and like, you know, the cameras are filming you. But with this, I think we've got so used to them like following us that you can't not be yourself. And then that's when they're going to like capture the good moments.
Yeah, exactly. They catch like the court or fan moments kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah,
has there been
really
like
good
much drama?
We've had a few tears.
From me.
We all bicker anyway in my family because we're so close. We're best friends, like, and even my brother and his fiance, like, we're all so close. So we bicker anyway. So we've had like a few bickers. We've had some tears from Demi, and yeah, it's just literally been like the real us. We're not like pretending that we're like all best friends all the time. We're just like being ourselves.
Yeah, and when the cameras are like following you 24 hours, like you can't put on a front. Like, you, if I get the hump with something, I get the hump with it. Like, I literally can't even fake it. Like, is everyone's real, like, true colors are coming out, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. That's such a nice way to film, isn't it? Do you guys get the final cut, like, at the end of it? Like, do you get to edit, or do you get to say what you'd like taken out or anything like that?
Yeah, so my brother Charlie, who's also like our manager, and Chloe, our older sister, they're both in control of the edit. So we're in control of like what happens, like storyline wise, and like what we want to do and stuff. But then they're in control of the final edit. So if there's anything that we're like, we don't want in there, we can ask them to cut it out. But we have all spoken like before we started filming, and we just said we want to keep it as raw as possible. So like, even if one of us has a meltdown, or like we have like a, we talk about something personal, we want to leave it all in, because we just want like this opportunity for everyone to see like every side of us. So I don't think there'll be much that we're going to want to cut out.
No, I think everyone's just got to accept it and swallow it, and just like, if you're going to get trolled on something, you're just going to have to suck it up. Like,
yeah, it's nothing we're not used to.
Do you feel like people are going to see a different side to you as what they saw on Towie?
100%. Like, we are literally our 100% real selves on here. And like, when I filmed previous shows before, I would get nervous before going on camera, and maybe I would like hold back opinions or hold back feelings and emotions, but on here there's literally none of that. And I think viewers are actually gonna be shocked when they watch it, to be honest.
Yeah, I do too. It's like, it's really hard when you're on like a TV show with like 20 other cast members to show every side of yourself, whereas like there's only five of us. So it's like hard to hide every side of yourself. So I feel like they're going to see like the real us from all angles. Like, we are drama queens, but we are like really loving towards each other at the same time.
And our brother, like, he used to be on our old show with us, and he's not filmed in like so long, and it's just so entertaining to see him filming as well, because we was never on the show when he was. So to see him like filming is so entertaining. He loves the camera.
As soon as the camera comes on, he shines.
Like,
Really?
Born for it. Me and Frankie always crack up. And his fiance's never done TV in her life as well. But she's actually really good, isn't she?
She's good. And my mum as well, she's never filmed any sort of TV or anything like that. And she come on our show last week and filmed a scene, and she was a natural. These people are coming out of the woodwork, so they're looking more natural than us on camera.
It only took me 4 years to be that natural in the same day.
Do you find it like hard filming with family? Because I found when I did Made in Chelsea at the same time as my sister, it was, I found it really stressful, because it's like someone who means so much to you because it is your family. Do you find that?
I mean, it's helpful. It's like there's a balance. Like, it's A, helpful, because like they're there for you, they're always going to back you, like they help you with everything. And like, my sisters were on the show before I was, so like they've been through a lot of things that I went through. But then at the same time, it's like we're so close and so protective over each other, so it's like another responsibility to have like your sibling on a show with you, and you're just like watching everything that comes out their mouth, and like
the fights can get quite brutal, I feel, because when your sister is just like no filter, like you just say say what comes to your mind.
I feel like comments cut deeper as well, like if someone like comments on your sister's actions, like that is almost like it hurts you as well, because like you're like obviously blood related, whereas like someone comments on your friend, like you'll get the ump, but it's not the same as like your family member. So it's a lot, ain't it? Really,
it's good and bad.
Why did you have to join TV for you?
So when does it come out? I can't wait to watch.
In February
in the new year. I think it's like end of Jan, beginning of Feb. So we finished filming in November, and then it's all going to go in to the edit sort of like over Christmas time, and then the new year it'll all be out. Nerve-wracking but exciting.
So exciting. I can't wait to see this like different side of you guys. I feel like everyone's gonna love that.
Thank you.
Did you find it a hard decision to leave Towie? Were you pretty strong in your opinion you wanted to leave? Was it a hard one to make?
I think like this opportunity come about, and we was like, it's an, like, you can't turn it down. It's like such an amazing opportunity, and we've always wanted our own show. So as much as we love being on Towie, we were like, we always dreamed of just having our own thing, like just us. And it just, when it come about, we were like, oh my god, like it sort of took us by surprise, and we just had the best option for us at the time.
Yeah, because we always knew that this was going to happen. We always like would speak and say, I'm sure we're going to get our own show one day, like there's five of us, like how can we not? But we just didn't know how and when it was going to come about. So it did probably come at the best timing for us in our lives.
I think we were ready to like move on and do something else. So yeah, it came at the right time. And yeah,
because you guys did Taui for quite a while, didn't you? So it was kind of
four years. Chloe was on it for like 12.
Oh my god, that is mental. She was just one of the originals. She was one of the characters. I know you're all very much real people.
Yeah, it's a lot though doing reality TV. Like, I think it's quite intense doing a show like Taui or Made in Chelsea. So
100%.
When you left, was it like a big decision for you, or was you just like ready to leave?
No, I was so ready. You went back to
Yeah, I kind of left. I left for 2 years and then went back on it, and now I'm kind of like not really, but sort of. Right. So I think it was when I left the first time, oh my, I 100% needed a break. So I'd come out of such a stressful relationship and I was like, get me off the show. Mm. And then going back onto it single, I quite liked being single on it. It's a lot less stressful when you're single on a reality show. Having a relationship on it is really hard.
Oh my god, so hard. It's so much more fun when you're single. I think life is just more enjoyable sometimes when you're single. For us, sorry, I know you're both like,
we just get into like the craziest relationships.
Yeah, we get in the most toxic situations. Yeah.
We're not the same. I've had many of them in my life. Yeah. Trust
Speaking of, are you guys dating anyone at the moment?
No.
I literally, like, it's so weird. So everyone that I was like sort of dating or talking to has literally been plucked from my life these past few months. And I was like, that's so strange. And then it come about that we're going to LA and like we're going to move there and stay there. And I was thinking yesterday, I was like, I think the universe has done this on purpose and taken everything out of my life that I would want to stay in England for. And like, help me with like the push to move to LA. I'm like, I don't like being single because obviously it's a bit lonely, but I'm happy I'm single at the minute because I'm just like, I feel open to like new experiences, like meeting new people, whereas when I'm in a relationship I get quite closed off and I'm not up for like going on like holidays for a month. Like, that would literally kill me.
You literally don't see Frankie. Like, she's with that person every single day. So it would have been a struggle getting you to LA for like 100%. A month. And plus we want to date out there. Like, we want to date Americans. Like, they're meant to be really hot over there and they're meant to really enjoy the British accent. So
they love the British accent.
Yeah.
I was thinking
the place to be single. Exactly. So I think it's good that we're single for this.
Yeah. I think we're like it's the right time for us as well. We're both like, well, Demi's 26, I'm 27, and we're just like, we've got no kids, no pets, like no responsibilities, so we're just like, you know what, let's just go for it, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but
we're gonna be players out there.
It's nice to be single together as well.
Really, is Chloe single as well?
Yeah, Chloe's single as well. Yeah,
right. But so the three of you, that's so nice.
Yeah, she's got like her daughter, and her daughter's not on our show because she's not 18, but she's going to be out there with us and she's going to be like staying with us, so it'll be really nice for all of us. We're all just going to be together and just trying new.
Do you like going on dates?
Oh my god,
I used to find dates so scary.
Did you? Oh my god, yeah. I like them, but I don't
like down a few glasses of wine.
Really? No, you don't. See, I can't drink before I go on a date because I like to be on the same level as someone. But I don't go on that many dates, but I do enjoy them when I go on them.
You love dates.
I don't go on that many though. No, I don't.
I get so nervous on dates. I get really anxious, and then I feel like I need to get drunk, and then I'm not being myself because I'm really drunk and like loud and not my quiet self. So it's just like a lose-lose situation for me.
Yeah, no, they used to stress me out because I'd be like, oh god, what if it's going to be like really awkward or like there's like an awkward silence or something, so I would like have to have some wine before or something, just like the courage.
In general, they're just so I find them so awkward. Like, I have to, I'm the same, I have to get drunk. Oh god, I'm quite jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
I think Bumble, but I've not set it all up yet, but I downloaded it for when I get to LA and I'm going to put my location and try and meet some hot boys on there.
And Raya has, when I was on Raya, it was just like all people in LA.
Really?
Like,
We want to join that, don't we? But it's a tough one to get into though, isn't it?
takes ages.
No, I think you guys will be absolutely fine getting it. You just need to be referred.
Referred, or whatever it's called. If you know anyone on them, I think they can contact the app and say,
right, come on, Tiff. Yeah. Come on.
I know, sadly, yeah, exactly. I think not.
This is when you come in handy.
Did you get married?
Congratulations.
I know, thank you. It's very strange.
Is it crazy being a wife?
It doesn't feel any different, but it is weird when you say, like, my husband. I feel like we always say this, don't we, Nicola? We're like, it just sounds weird. Like, I have a husband.
Are you married as well now, Nicola?
Yeah, I'm pregnant.
What?
Yeah, I'm married and pregnant. I have a month to go.
Congratulations.
Hi, mental. Thank you. Congratulations. But I'm so, I'm old. I'm on my way out.
No, you're not. You don't look pregnant.
No, but yeah, it's so weird. Like, I don't feel, like, I can still barely say husband and I'm literally pregnant with a child. So, yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy. I met you about 4 years ago, Nicola.
Yeah.
We was on.
Oh, where did you guys meet? Times.
We was on the same job for Pretty Little Thing, I think. Was that right?
I think so, as far as I remember. At Nobu. Was it in the UK? That was in the UK. Yeah. Was it? No. Oh, that was, it was downstairs.
It was Nobu,
wasn't
it?
And your sister Chloe was there, I think. God, that was so, I honestly don't go to events anymore. Like, I literally can't remember the last event I went. I go to.
I feel like it has to be really good.
Do you guys still enjoy going to events?
We're getting to the stage now. Like, we was meant to go to one this weekend, and we were like, nah,
can't be off.
We literally, we literally drained it like last summer, didn't we? We went to see every single one, but I think that's because that COVID was on like the year before, and like you couldn't go out. So when all these events were coming up, it was entertaining, and also you get to see what influencers look like in real life. And for me, that is so entertaining. You know, like to meet people and see how they
I
act.
I love meeting
and, like,
people, especially if you watch people on Love Island and then you meet them in real life. I love seeing how people are and just like if they're like. How they are on TV. It's entertaining.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, because I saw you guys at the Molly May PLC. That was a lot of people there.
That was good, great people watching.
Yeah, that was really good.
We were like sitting, the runway was there, and I was sitting there, and Demi was like, that's that one, that's that one. And I was like, oh my God.
So nosy, ain't we?
Yeah, we are nosy.
I know.
It's such good people watching, though. I kind of miss them for that reason. I just used to get so drunk all the time, be so hungover all the time. I was like, I can't
Do you guys get bad hangovers?
Yeah, I can't deal with hangovers now. They last like 3 days. Like, they literally ruin my week.
I don't get a hangover. I drink tequila though, like straight tequila, tequila all night, and I just don't get hangover the next day.
What, just like shots of
tequila, and then I'll have like pineapple with it, and then I'll do shots throughout the night as well.
It's tequila's quite clean, isn't it?
It's that only alcohol that brings you up. Like the only one. And it's the only alcohol that doesn't give you hangovers next day. If you drink it straight, if you're going to mix it, then you're probably fucked the next day.
So hard, but it's not. Do you like the taste of it?
Yeah,
I like it with pineapple. Have you had it with pineapple?
I've never had it with pineapple. It's margarita tequila. I do like that. Margarita really strong. It's too much.
Oh, this is actually one back to dating. I was thinking, who's the most famous person that slid into your DMs, or you've slid into their DMs?
Oh, that's juicy.
Who's yours?
I'm probably boring, like a footballer or someone.
But like, say if it was like a footballer that like you know is dating someone else, or like, I don't know, we'd actually know who they are.
I actually can't think. Who would you say is yours?
Demi definitely has one. She's like, I'm not saying it.
No, I'm thinking of this person, but they're like big, and I don't want to say their names.
Really?
Fair. I don't know. Yeah, I've definitely told you about them. They follow me.
I'm going to be looking through who follows you.
You're on Literally, I was about to say, everyone's going to be looking through who follows you.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who?
I'm Tiger's close friends.
Are you?
Yeah, he put me on his close friends.
Do you have your mum?
No, I've never met him.
He just randomly
followed me and put me on his close friends, and I was like...
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
So
that's quite cool.
I'll say
that
for mine.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Fair. Okay.
Mine's boring. Mine's just probably footballers or something like that.
Oh, Frankie always gets like really entertaining people sliding her DMs.
Just weird people.
They're like goons.
I don't ever get people that like I would go
They're like famous goons, ain't they?
Like weird people sliding my DMs, like 50, 60-year-old men and stuff. And I'm just like, where's all the hot boys?
What is Instagram for? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I met my guy.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
I feel like that's so rare now.
Do you think?
Yeah, because like no one calls like in my DMs. Like I have to slide in their DMs and it's really tiring after a while.
I know. At least you can do like the background checks. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Go on their tag pictures.
And also, also Instagram's a massive ick. So like if you meet someone out and you go on their Instagram, it is, you can get the biggest ick from an Instagram.
Yeah.
So
yeah, actually though, when I was single, there was a guy I got with and I didn't follow him on Instagram. And then afterwards I did follow him and I was like, oh god, I don't think I would have gone there
if
followed you beforehand.
That's why I always think of like Love Island and these dating shows. Like, what if you meet someone, fall in love, and then you get home and they're doing like vest selfies in the gym and like
exactly. It's quite nice, like both our guys don't really use social media, which is quite nice. Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah, I don't think I could cope with it if they're like really into themselves and I don't know,
It sounds bad to say, though, because we all do it ourselves. But then it's like, if a guy does it, we're like, Grace.
Yeah.
I know, literally, like, I could not marry a guy that's, like, doing TikTok dancing.
No.
Like, I need a man that doesn't know how to use social media. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Or just, like, someone who's
Demi, do you not find, like, if it's a girl, if you're, like, dating a girl, it's different?
It is
like,
so
do you not
much
think it's
different.
Cringier if a guy's doing Yeah.
Like, 100%. I don't know why, but there's, like, this, like, thing that, like, I don't, it's even like when you talk to them over text, like if they're calling you like baby and stuff, it's like completely different to when a guy calls you baby. And like if they're saying like cute things like so soon, like I don't mind it, I'm like, oh my god, she's so sweet. But then if a boy is saying it, I'm like, oh my god, you need to back off. Like chill the hell out. So it is like completely different. Girls always say it to me as well because I'm a little bit cringe, I don't mean to be, and girls are always like, it's really weird because the way you type, if that was a guy I would like get an ick, because it's like a girl, like I find it really cute and I'm like, yeah, it's just weird, I don't know,
the fact that you know you're cringe.
Yeah, it's bad,
you're like
it?
I'm a bit cringe.
No, I wouldn't take sometimes. You as someone who's cringe.
No, only sometimes, like I just use like emojis and like say,
you were like, you look sexy in this picture.
No, I would not say that. I just say a few cringy things that I know that if I was a guy, I would have got the boot by now.
Yeah, we can get away with so much more. It's great.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I saw, Frankie, I saw yesterday you were getting, your lips done on your Instagram?
No, I was getting like lip tattoo. Because my lip, I don't know why, but my lip pigmentation
tattoo.
Not visible at all. My lips blend in with my face. And the woman that does my lip filler said to me, you should just get your lip liner tattooed on to define it. So I had it done yesterday.
I've seen quite a few people do this.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting it done.
It's really good. And then obviously it's not going to be as bright as this because it's like it washes out and it fades and stuff. But you just put gloss on and then you're like ready to go. So I was that's going to be so
painful?
Handy.
Love
yeah,
that.
It is painful. Like I was nearly crying. It's really painful.
Is it? Oh, God.
There's a tattoo on your lip. So yeah, have you got any tattoos?
Got like a few little ones. I only ever have red ones. I've got a funny thing about it. But I've got an evil eye matching with Demi, an 11-11 matching with Demi, and then I've got a little red heart as well.
Yeah, I got a massive one on my back. Oh my god, no, the pain. I actually was nearly crying. I genuinely was gonna cry, my chin was going. I ordered numbing cream and it didn't come in time because there was like a strike on the Royal Mail or something, and I was like, fuck's sake. So I had to go in and get it done, and yeah, it was bad.
Demi loves a tattoo. Like she'll just book.
How many do you have?
I think I have like 16 now.
Wow.
Have you got any as well?
Tiff does, I don't.
Well, I have one that I tried to get removed and it was like way too painful, so I gave up halfway through. Aww. Yeah, that was not good. And then I've got a little heart on my ankle that I got matching with my best friend.
Aww. I bet that will hurt on your ankle. Yeah. Right on the bone.
It was tiny. I got it in Bali when we were like drunk in a bar and we were like, let's get a tattoo. So it was fun. Nicola, you don't have any, do you?
I don't, no. I've always wanted one, but just never had the balls.
You should get one, even if it's tiny.
Yeah.
Just like
So I don't know if you've spoken about it before, but what are your thoughts on aesthetics and plastic surgery? Like, because yesterday you just had the lip liner done, but would you?
Yeah, no, I literally, like, some people are really against it, and like I can see why, because some people obviously go too far and they like look completely different. But I just think if you're insecure about something, there's no harm in like enhancing yourself to fix it. Like, some of my friends hate their lips.
and they're like, oh, I've got no lips. And I'm just like, a little tiny bit of lip filler won't hurt. Like, it literally just like enhanced what you've already got. So I have had my lips filled and dissolved and filled again and dissolved. I've got like a really love-hate relationship with it. And I've also had like breast augmentation. So I had my breasts lifted and implants as well, because I was like so unhappy with them after weight loss. So yeah, I just think like, if you don't like something, then fix it and just don't worry about what other people have to say about it.
And I think it's good that you guys are clearly you're clearly like open about it, because I think the worst thing is when someone like says, oh, I haven't had my lips done, and then they have, and everyone's like just own it and be like,
so obvious.
And you can see the lip filler and you're just like, don't ever
want to
be that person.
Like, it's good to just be like,
do you have any treatments that you've regretted?
Oh my god, yes, I went way too big like last year, and I was getting trolled like every day.
What,
and I was
like,
and I was like, why is everyone coming for me for my lips? I don't know why everyone's so obsessed with my lips.
Frankie's one commenting, what's happened?
We would bicker and she would like start on me about my lips. And
that
I was
like, your lips are way too big, by the way.
I was like, everyone's obsessed with my lips. Like, everyone's commenting on every single day. It's so weird. And then I got them dissolved. And then the day I got them dissolved, it was like something just flashed in front of my eyes. And I looked at my old pictures and was like, why didn't anyone tell me about my lips?
That saying. I did that. I dissolved my lips earlier this year before I got married, and then when I look back at photos, I'm like, oh god, they were really bad. Like, no one told me.
So bad. I was like, no one told me. Every single day I got told. And then I got like a little, well, obviously I've had a bit put in now, but like nothing as like, bad as they were before. They was awful.
But the thing is, you don't realise yourself.
No,
like,
exactly.
Tiff was like, why didn't you tell me? When she was saying her Lucy, her sister, said it to Reese, and I was like, I don't know, like, maybe you liked them. Yeah, I was like, I didn't want to insult you.
No, it is hard, because you can get carried, well, you can get carried away, but then you can also be like, this is what looks good. Because I do feel like there was a phase where like that was kind of the look, where everyone was going really big with their lips, and now
it's like a Kylie Jenner thing.
It was weird, because when I had like really big awful lips, that was when I kept getting wifed up, and then I just got them dissolved, and it's like, no one wants to come near me now.
I'm sure that's not why
you're single. Only joking. No, but it is. But I did keep getting wifed up when I had big lips. It was like really strange. It was awful. It's weird.
But I really hated when I got mine dissolved, because I felt like they were so tiny, and you have to wait like 2 weeks. And I was like, oh my gosh,
it's awful. So bad, isn't it? When you get it dissolved, and then you're like, did I used to walk around like this before?
Like, literally, no lip and all teeth. Literally, like thin line.
No lip, all teeth. I love that. But do you not find after even having like one bit of, like I said, like if you got them done once, like the shape of your lips change? Like, I find that like mine are bigger even like without it, just because I've had it done. Do you know what I mean?
Like, which is great. They can stretch as well, which is like what happened to me. And then when I had the lip filler taken out, they went really wrinkly. And I had them filled back out again, and people were like, why did you get them filled back out? I was like, trust me, my lips are so wrinkly, I have to fill them back out again.
Tribbled,
now.
Yeah, mine tribbled up.
Bare saggy, weren't they?
Yeah,
tribbled.
Oh my god, I didn't have that. That's hilarious.
Going back to like the whole sort of social media and trolling and that sort of side of things, like, how do you guys deal with that? Do you find it hard, or is it kind of something that you're quite numb to?
Well, we've been trolled a lot. Like, I'm not even sure if this is normal for the average person, but we as three sisters used to get trolled because there was like a group of us.
It was that easy target.
And we was an easy target for people to like sort of pick on. And like, I don't know, they just really went in on us. So with our appearance, with our personalities, how we always had each other's backs, like they would just really rip into us.
Was that on Instagram? Like,
and TikTok.
Savage.
Oh my god, TikTok is so bad. So I think collectively, like, as we've got each other's back, like, we always just used to send it into each other's group chats and like laugh it and stuff, didn't we?
We're quite thick-skinned, to be fair.
We are, like, because Chloe has been on TV since we was 14, so like when we was growing up, I would see people in my school like trolling Chloe on Twitter, and I think it's just the thing that you sort of get used to growing up from so young to now. Like, it still hurts, like when someone comments on your appearance or like your personality, it's still a bit like, oof. Then you get over it. Like next day, I'm just like, I've completely even forget about it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good that it doesn't play in your mind.
Yeah. Plays on my mind for a deep 10 minutes and then it's gone.
No, I never reply to them. But for me, like, I've never been hurt by trolls. Like, never, ever. I'm quite, like, thick-skinned and I don't get bothered about things. But about this time last year, I put on about a stone and a half. And when I tell you, I was getting asked if I was pregnant about 10 times a day in my DMs by like grown women called like Caroline and Wendy, like people that were probably my mum's age. They're like, oh, are you pregnant or are you just fat? And in the end, it got so much, didn't it, Dan?
Yeah, it was like every day. Even people were messaging me saying like, is your sister pregnant? And I was just thinking like, it's not that deep. Like, she's put on a stone. Like, girls can fluctuate like up and down in weight. Like, as all these people would know that, I'm sure they're not perfect.
Exactly. They're just not having to like show themselves every day.
Yeah. But I just think that's like, hard. With trolls, I just think that they don't see it like that. They don't see it like, oh, hold on, I'm not perfect, like, why should I expect her to be? They see it more like, why ain't you perfect? Why do you carry weight in this area?
Yeah, and it's almost like as soon as you go on TV, you're not a real person anymore. It's like they see
emotions.
Yeah, they see a person on TV as just a character and like not a real thing. It's just like fictional.
Yeah,
so they then like think they can dig it and it's not gonna hurt.
Yeah, I blocked a couple trolls this morning, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I got called botched by two different girls this morning, but like young girls my age. And I literally looked at their profiles and I was like, I'm not even gonna feed into what you want. So I just blocked them straight away. But like,
do you block them every time or do something?
Always block, because if you don't block, they keep doing it. And then one day you'll see something and you scroll up and you're like, oh my God, you've been doing this for bloody months. So it's just better off to get rid of them.
Yeah, it is.
And the thing is, though, they would never say it to you on the street, or if you confront them, they'd probably be like, oh, shit. Yeah. And they wouldn't actually follow through with any of their comments. Yeah. So.
I remember replying to someone and then she was like, sorry, I didn't actually think you'd see that. And I'm like, so why did you send it to me then?
Yeah. Like, I remember when I put one on my story who had like trolled me quite bad, and then she messaged me saying, please can you delete this, I'm getting a lot of trolling. And I thought,
now you know
how it feels. Yeah.
But I have to say, like, whenever we've met people in person, they're always like, if always they come polite. Over to us and they watch like TV shows that we've been on, they've always been polite and so lovely and like never had a bad word to say. So I do think it's more of like a keyboard warrior sort of thing.
Yeah,
100%. Shall we do our quick fire?
Yes.
We do quick fire with every single guest.
Okay, first quick fire is biggest dating ick.
Oh, when they don't offer to pay.
What was yours? I said it the other day. When you go on a date with a boy and they're like, oh, I've never tried a prawn before. Oh, I'm not trying sushi.
Oh, uneducated in food.
Uneducated on food.
Yeah. Love that.
That is, yeah, I know what you mean. I've had that before, actually. Next one is favourite meal.
I'm going to say Indian takeaway.
I'm going to say pizza. Yeah. I'm obsessed with pizza.
Yeah.
What toppings in a pizza?
Oh, I'm basic bitch. I'm margarita.
Oh,
sorry.
She's so boring.
So Frankie has got me every single time.
If we're sharing, she's like, margarita. I'm like, no. Like, I like barbecue base with chicken and peppers and things like that. I'm quite fruity.
That's what I get.
Really?
I actually do half and half. I do the plain as well because my husband loves the plain. So a mixture of both. What's the last text you sent?
Last text?
Or WhatsApp?
I think it's probably to you.
I think you sent your
Esther. Saying, I'm going to be like 10 minutes or something.
Yeah, probably to each other. To be honest, we only text each other.
Do you text each other like all day, every day?
Yeah, because we don't live together anymore. We lived together, obviously, all of our lives. Then we moved into a flat together in Essex. And then Demi bought a place. So she moved out. And then I'm back in with my parents for the minute. So we don't live together.
No.
Let me say no, that's good.
Got rid of
loving it.
Okay, next one is celebrity crush.
The guy out of 365 Days. He's called like Michael Marone or something.
Mine's always going to be Megan Fox. Like, I literally, just love her. She's so beautiful.
She is hot. She's so hot. Morning or evening person?
Evening.
I'd say I'm a both. Like, I'm not really, I'm just like chill.
Nice. I'm definitely not a morning person.
No, not many
don't
people
come near
are.
Me before midday.
I can't get up before midday. Like, I'm not joking. I wouldn't had all my bloods done the other day because I was like, I cannot get up in the morning. I need there's something underlying, and there wasn't.
What time do you like go to bed though? Because if you go to bed really late, then
I actually don't go to bed that late. I fall asleep at like 12:30. Okay. Which isn't late for
no.
me.
That's a long sleep, to be fair.
My parents get up at like 6, 7 a.m. And then I wake up at like 10:30, 11 and I'm just like, I can't get up. I've got to lay in bed for a few hours.
It's called being a sloth.
It's called literally being out of the game for too long. Like, we didn't film Towie for a whole year. So we're just getting back into like getting a routine in our life again.
It is hard though when you like work for yourself, I feel like. Routine.
Yeah, when you've got the flexibility, like with our Instagram posts and stuff like that, we can do it what time we want, do you know what I mean? So it's like when we used to do it in the evenings, didn't we? And like spend all morning sitting around getting ready and then doing it. So being your own boss sometimes can be like
just waste your whole day, really, don't
you? You can procrastinate.
What's the last thing you googled?
Oh God, what is it?
Wait, my phone's here.
I'm recording on my phone, so I can't see. Oh my God, what is that?
it was just a jewellery
shop.
So boring.
No, what else have you got on there?
My Estar for America. I applied for that yesterday.
Domino's? Is that from America?
Yeah.
Domino's, good old Domino's. Best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Today's news is tomorrow's fish and chip paper.
Love it.
I don't get it.
So like if you have a bit of bad press today, like it'll be used as
old news tomorrow.
Yeah.
I like that. Frankie?
Right, my one, this is going to be really long and boring, but basically this girl on TikTok said that the sun... No, wait. She's
what? What?
The sea with the sun over it is like so, so beautiful and like 10 out of 10 beautiful. But then you can look at like the night sky and the wildlife and that is like 10 out of 10 beautiful. And they're so different. There's nothing similar between the two. And that's the same with human beings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
It does. You can see the light and everything in a sense. Do you know what I mean? You can see the positives and everything. The next one is, what's the most used emoji you have?
I use, it's a really random one, but I use this like moon face and he's like this.
Oh, he's like a little bit shady. He's a bit like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, I use that all the time.
Mine's a red heart.
Loving
her. Don't her. She's don't do.
Yeah, I'm actually Demi's older sister, and she literally treats me like a child all the time.
I thought you were the younger one.
Everyone says that, don't they?
Yeah, I'm like nearly 2 years older than her. She treats me like I'm a child.
I think as well because you came into Towie after Demi, right?
Yeah.
Or did you?
Came in, didn't you?
Yeah, so Demi was there first, and then I was at university, and then Demi and Chloe were like, oh, when you graduate, just come on Towie for a couple of months, it's so fun, and then I just went on it, and then I just stayed there, really. So, I think because I was last to join, everyone just automatically thought I was the youngest.
Yeah, because you kind of all joined, like, different stages of your lives, didn't you? It wasn't, all together.
Mm.
When they first asked you, were you like, no.
To be honest, they had been asking me to go on it for years, and it was more my parents that wouldn't let me on it.
Right.
And then when I got to the age of, like, 21, 22, I said to them, like, listen, I'm going to go on this, so you're going to have to accept this. I can't help it. But I wasn't very mature for my age growing up, so I think when I got to 22, it was like... They just accepted it, sort of thing. And then when I went on it, like, obviously I'd done really well. And then Frankie was earning, like, peanuts up north. Like, she wasn't earning, like, any money. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, you've finished uni now. Like, you've got this job that's, like, you're not even earning anything from. Like, just calm down, because I went on it and I was, like, earning money. And I was like, gee, like, is this what it's like? And then Frankie come on it. And then it just made us breathe more powerful, because we was, like, we just did well, didn't we?
Yeah, it's so much easier now, because like we do everything together, even going to like PR events and stuff, like we'll go together. And I actually can't imagine doing it on my own. Like, I don't know how like other influencers like go to events on their own. I'd be so nervous.
That's terrifying.
It's so hard. Yeah, I used to hate it. Yeah, you have done a few. Actually, you haven't done many on your own, Tiff, have
no,
you?
No, I'm always trying to find someone. I'm like, please come with me.
Did your sister go to many with you?
Yeah, we would go to quite a few together, actually.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh,
yeah,
Tiff,
which is really nice.
I have the most embarrassing story about your sister to tell you.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
Do you know what I'm going to tell about the Mykonos thing?
Yeah.
Oh, basically.
Is this
no, but it still haunts me to this day, right? So I come back from Mykonos about a month ago, and she was sitting next to me on the flight with her husband. Yeah, in my row. And I didn't know. I hadn't looked at the people next to me. So I've just like plonked myself down. And like,
what, were you in the same row?
Yeah, like they was literally there. And I'm like so in my own little world that I just don't even realise what's going on around me sometimes. And my girls were like sitting in the row before me, like in front of me. And anyway, I was like flicking through Instagram and Made in Chelsea advert popped up and it was like Start Tonight. So I was like, oh my God, girls, Made in Chelsea starts tonight. And I showed them and they was looking at me. They was being well weird and they was like, and I was like thinking, why are they not acting gas? Like, we all watch it and talk about it. Like, why are they being like that for? And then about 20 minutes later, your sister went to me. She was like, excuse me, can I go to the toilet? And I was like, and then she got up, right? Her and James got up and went to the toilet. And then I went to the girls, are you actually joking? Did you know they were sitting next to me? They was like, yeah, we thought you'd done it on purpose. And I was like, are you joking? I look like the biggest beg now, like ever. And I wanted the ground to swallow me up the whole flight.
That is amazing.
That's so funny. Because it's like when you see someone, but you've never met before, but you both kind of know who each other is. And then you want to be like, hey, but then you're like, I've never
didn't know if she was going to recognise me because I had no makeup.
I think I remember her telling me
No,
she didn't tell me that story though, so don't worry. I do. I remember now that she said you on her flight.
I messaged the girls after. I messaged Claire, breaking up. I've just done the most embarrassing thing. Like, she's going to think I'm such a beg now.
No. I can't wait to tell her that you said that.
See, I'm such a person of like, you know, you say like when you see people that you've not met, that you want to say hello, but you don't. But I say hello to everyone. Like,
I know you said hello to me at that Pretty Little Thing event, and I was so happy that you did that because I was like, I wanted to say hi, but I was like, I don't want her to be like, who are you? Like, even though we both followed each other, like, do you know what I mean? You just never know, but you were so friendly, which is really nice.
I take Instagram, like, if someone's my friend on Instagram and we like each other's stuff, I just think that we're friends.
And yeah,
like, yeah, exactly.
We've not met. When I see people, I'm like, hello. And, like, sometimes people are weird with me. Like, I've had a few instances when I've, like, said hello to people and they've been a bit like, why are you talking to me? But then I just always think, like, oh, I can't help it. It's like an outburst. Like,
it's the
best way to be.
Yeah,
though.
It's the best way to be. It's nice to.
I wish I was like that. I'm the complete opposite.
I would always say it, but I'd be like scared that they'd be like pretend that they don't know. We don't know each other, even though we follow each other.
Yeah, people can be like that, can't they?
Because
they can. They can be up their own arses. But then maybe they're like, for example, what I'm like, when I go to events, I'm just like so scared and nervous and just, I don't know, I just feel awkward. So I don't talk to anyone. So they're probably like, oh, she's so stuck up. But it's actually not that way.
But it is funny. I follow so many people that I've never met before. And we're friends.
Social media, mate.
I unfollowed 700 people this month. And
well done.
I literally went through and I was like, I don't actually know you. I don't know you. Yeah. And I was just like, I want to follow less people on social media just because I want to see my family and friends content. But at the same time, like, it's not good to follow all these people. Like, I don't know, it can get in your head sometimes.
Yeah.
So
I don't actually follow too many. I like keep it kind of because I want to be able to see people's stuff. Whereas if you're following like thousands, you can't like see anything.
Yeah,
but it is effort going through it, and like
it is, but it's also scary because I'm like, if I bump into this person and they ask me why I've unfollowed them, I'm not gonna have an answer.
Yeah, I've done the same thing,
but I just would never see unless I had the
app. People have apps where it tells
them.
They do, but I couldn't do that. I'd be so upset the whole time. I wouldn't be
when people get angry as well, it's so awkward. I remember someone messaging me being like, you like unfollowed me, is everything okay? I was like, it's by accident. I was like, fully back.
That's what I would do. I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was like, oops, did I? Okay, next question. Night in or night out?
Night out.
I don't know. I'm a mixture. I like a cozy night in, to be honest.
Yeah, depends on the mood.
But like on your own or like with your sisters or like with like someone you fancy?
I'm a really like solo person, ain't I? Like yeah. I really enjoy my own company. So like I'll chill like by myself and watch a film, and I love that kind of night in, and I'll like make my own food. I just like being by myself.
Ooh. We clashed on that when we lived together in a flat, because Demi likes being on her own and like doing her own thing and watching her own shows in her room and stuff. And I'm just the complete opposite. Like, I just want to sit and chat someone's head off.
Oh, she's so, getting my nerves so much.
We used to argue. She'd be like, get out and shut the door.
Because we always live together but with our parents. So yeah. She always had someone to like chat away with, because she's quite chatty. And then when we was living together, just me and her, like it would be like 24/7 wanting to have chats. And I'd be like, can you piss off now?
And then like, I would like invite people over, because I'd be like, Demi's not there. Want to sit with me tonight. So I'd invite someone.
No, don't say it like that. And maybe people were so cute. It was like from morning till night you wanted to have so many chats.
Oh no, I'm like you, Demi. I need my alone.
Yeah, and I was like,
I'm the same. Yeah, I like being alone.
Do you not like being alone ever, Frankie?
No. And like, if I was in my room just like chilling watching a film, she would be on the phone to like three different people in a row. Like, I could hear her.
I'm always on FaceTime. I'm just always, I don't know, like if I'm sitting at home on my own, like because I'm living in my parents' house at the minute until I'm ready to move into my flat, I'll just constantly be ringing them. When you're coming home, like I just don't really like being on my own.
You're so non-affectionate, but you're needy.
I'm needy, yeah. I need a boyfriend.
No, because then you'll get too needy with them, and then you'll give them too much, yeah. If that makes sense. You know, because you'll invest so much in them, so that's actually not a good thing. You almost need to work on being
tell her Nicola.
I know a lot of people don't like being on their own though. Cameron, my partner, hates being on his own.
No, loads of my friends are like that. Yeah, I'm more like you, Demi. I'm just such a loner, like love being alone. Not that I love my own company. I'm just a loner. Yeah, I wrote this in because I thought Tiff would read it because it'd be funny. I wrote famous sister, but I text you guys completely.
Nah, I love you both in your own different ways. Like you're so different, you and Chloe. So
different. We're all so different, the three of us, and we've got like different relationships with one another. So like me and Demi, everyone calls us like the twins. We like bicker, but it doesn't mean anything, sort of thing.
Yeah.
But like Chloe's obviously our older sister, so we don't really bicker as much with Chloe.
Don't bicker.
Do
I think I've had like two arguments my whole life with Chloe.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. We've got like different relationships.
We've got really different relationships. Yeah, and then different one with Charlie. Charlie's like the boss, ain't he?
Yeah, he's. You would never bicker with him, but I always bicker with my brother because he's so yeah
they
he's
always so bicker. It's so entertaining.
We're so similar, so like I know when he's being rude to me, whereas Demi was like, she's just, it goes over her head. So me and him bicker, like we've all just got different relationships, but we're all like
different relationships,
close,
yeah.
Got the same closeness, like there's no one that's closer than,
I feel like we all see the same opinion on things as well. Yeah. So like if like someone's like, I don't know, being a bit funny with us, we'd all clock it at the same time, yeah. Sort of thing.
Yeah, we've all got like the same emotional intelligence. Yeah,
well, yours is a bit less than mine.
You don't even know what it means.
The final question is, favourite makeup item you own?
It's fake tan, a makeup item.
No, I don't think so. Oh, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know, but I would say I can't live. I know. Maybe, I look at the car right now, so don't judge me, but I would say I can't live without fake tan.
I would say my favourite, not what I can't live without, but like my favourite makeup item is eyeliner, because I've always got a flick and I always do these little fake beauty spots on my face, but I do it every single day. So I think I don't feel myself without the flick and the beauty spots.
Nice.
I get you. Before we go, this is a question we ask everyone, which is kind of always a bit of a tricky one. Where would you like to be in 5 years' time? Like, would you like to be married? Do you care about getting married? Do you care about a wedding? Would you like to have kids? Do you see yourself in the UK, or do you think you'll be living elsewhere?
I'll be 31, I think.
Yeah, you will.
And you'd be 32. So I think in 5 years' time, I would like to have a property in England, a property in LA, so I can like float back and forth, see my family. Yeah. And I would like to be like engaged or married with maybe the talks of having kids at that stage. I'd like a little puppy running about. And I'm just bringing out my own clothing line. So I want that to do well and hopefully just like really succeed in that. And obviously, I hope that the show's still going by then, our new show.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, I think for me, like my 5-year plan is I want to meet someone in LA, meet a husband, be like married by 30, so that gives me 3 years to get married. And then by 32, I want to be like pregnant and thinking about having babies and probably living out in LA rather than back here because it's too cold for me here. But still like have my flat and stuff over here so I can go back and forth. Like,
what about your career?
My career?
How are you gonna make money?
Well, I want to like, well, my main thing is just like making sure that the show just like keeps getting recognition, like year by year, and just like expanding on that, and just carrying on with the show. And I want to bring my own business out. Like, Demi's got her fashion line. And I just, I've been thinking for like the past 2 years, what do I want to do? But I can't think of what I want to do. So I just hope by then
it will come to you.
Why don't you bring out eyeliner?
Yeah, I know, everyone says that to me. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. What's the name of your brand, Demi, so we can mention it?
Oh, do you know what? When I say it, it sounds really random, but it's one of them things that you have to like see it on the clothes. It's called Racing Against Humans, and it's like futuristic, like Racing Against Humans. And it's called RAH for short, R-A-H.
And is it launched or is it about to launch?
It's about to launch. Oh, yeah, I think I've got like a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to launch it. But like I've been filming like the shoot on the show, and like it's going really well at the moment.
Well done. That's such a big thing to do.
Yeah, you can send us the link if you like, and we can post it when we put this.
We'll link it so people can check it out.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Cheers. Yeah, thanks.
Amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for coming on. It's been so nice.
Yes. It's been fun.
It's been really fun. I feel like I keep talking for ages, but we won't take up.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the new show. What channel is it on, actually, before
it's on an app called OFTV, so OFTV. It's owned by OnlyFans, but they've got like a separate app with like TV shows on and stuff, but it's pretty new. Nice. So we're like one of the first shows that they've made on there.
Is it going to be like weekly episodes?
I don't think
they're going to upload it all as one. Okay. I think they're going to like release episodes like probably weekly.
We're not 100%.
I'll send you invites for our launch party next year.
Yeah, you do. Probably be my first event I'll have gone to in about 4 years.
Do you have 1 month left, did you say?
But yeah, I'm due in a month's time. It's so scary.
Oh my
God,
good luck.
Thank you.
I'm sure it'll be amazing. Yeah.
I'm so excited for you.
And then that could be your first event. You can get
can't wait
to get drunk.
Oh my God, that'll be so fun.
Oh, thank you so much, girls, for today. It's been amazing.
Oh, thank you. It's been so lovely to talk to you guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.